As in the previous year, we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Evan Ezra, Simen Mem Zayin Sif Dalid, when can we rely on a maslo. We continue in discussing this issue. If a woman said Niskadashti, but she did not say that Kedushin took place in front of Edom. The question is, and now she retracts and says that she was never Mekudeshes. The Paiskim discuss, would an Amasla even be required? Since she never mentioned the fact that she never really indicated that her original Kedushin that she claimed to be were a valid Kedushin, maybe she could be believed even without an Amasla. However, and indeed the opinion of the Rosh is of the opinion that in those circumstances an Amasla is not required. However, the Shalos Tshuvos Marshag in Chelek Bei Simen Resh Mem Zayin says that when a woman says, I am Mekudeshes, we could assume what she meant to say, that she had a proper Kedushin. And the fact that she didn't indicate that Kedushin took place before Edom does not change the halacha. The Makna makes the following distinction. He says, if a woman were just speaking and she did not indicate, she was just speaking in conversation and she didn't say that she was Mekudeshes in front of Edom, then indeed an Amasla is not required. However, if a woman comes and makes a statement, and of course we discussed in our previous shiur where the statement has to be made for an Amasla to be required, but she made a statement there, even if she didn't say it was in front of Edom, an Amasla would be required. The Paiskim also want to draw a distinction. What are people saying? And if people are saying that she was Mekudeshes, then it's much more of a concern where an Amasla is needed. If the woman says that she was Mekudeshes in front of an Eid Echot, so even though, and that's not the subject of today's shiur, there are Paiskim that are concerned that if a woman is Mekudeshes in front of an Eid Echot, we have to be Machmer and consider her a Mekudeshes. Say the Paiskim, and as far as these halachas that we're learning in our shiur are concerned, we don't have to consider her Mekudeshes, and even without an Amasla, she would be trusted to retract. If a woman says Niskadashti in front of Edom, and then those very Edom who she says she was Mekudeshes in front of them come and say that's not true, then of course a masla is not required. But what would be the halacha if she said, I am Mekudeshes, didn't say that these were the Edom of my wedding, but she says I am Mekudeshes, and Edom come in and say that you're not Mekudeshes? So the Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Mem Ches Sifkotin Beis says that in that situation, she would require an amasla. Only if the very Edim that she's claiming would aid the Kedushin say that that's not true, then an amasla is not required. But other Edim cannot take away the need of an amasla. The Mishnah Melech discusses the situation what would be, is there a nafka mina where the woman retracts on her own, or is there a nafka mina between where she retracts because other people make her retract? In other words, a woman said she's mukudeshes, and then Adam came and said that she's not mukudeshes, and based on that, she indeed retracts. So Ksav Sofer and Chelik Yerudeya Simon Gimel says we could be more makel. He really connects it to the issue that we keep on discussing in our shir, that we know that the reason an amasla is required, as our Gemara said, is because we begin with the concept of Shavya Nafshech Hitrichu Di Yisura. Says the Ksav Sofer, that when do we say Shavya Nafshech Hitrichu Di Yisura? Only when it's like an Edus, which is in response to a situation. But if it's a Neder, then we always say Shavya Nafshech Hitrichu Di Yisura. In a situation where the woman says she was Mekudeshes, and the Eidei Kedushim come and say, yes, she was Mekudeshes, but the Kedushin were an invalid Kedushin, or the Eidim come and say, or she says, I was Mekudeshes in front of these Eidim, and then the Eidim come and say that we weren't watching properly, then the halacha is that certainly an amasla is not required, because that explains the Marshag in Chelik Beis Simen Resh Mem Zayin is not a situation of Shavya Nafshech Hitrichu Di Yisura, and there's no need even for an amasla. Even though, as we read the words of the Shulchan Aruch, that if a woman retracts, or anybody retracts, Toich Dei Dibur, then they're trusted, make the Beis Shmuel here in Sifkat and Gimel says this concept that you could retract Toich Dei Dibur is only effective on a Dibur. If somebody says something and afterwards retracts, and that retraction is Toich Dei Dibur, the halacha is we follow her retraction. But there is no concept of Toich Dei Dibur on a Maisa. As we continue discussing the subject of a Masla, in a situation where she didn't begin this statement, rather what happened was that somebody said to her, you are an Eishes Ish, or there's a call that she's an Eishes Ish, and then so she was moida to that call, and now she wants to retract with an amasla. Says the Marit that there an amasla would not be effective. He says an amasla is only effective where a woman made a statement or someone made a statement and now wants to retract on that statement based on an amasla. But if someone admitted and then wants to change their admission, the Paiskim say an amasla is not effective. On the other hand, if someone approaches a woman and says you're Mekudeshes. And she doesn't react in any way. There, we don't have to pay attention to that claim, and even an amasla is not required. In a situation where there's a reason to believe that something came up which makes her say the amasla, the Priya Sada discusses a situation where a woman came to a country together with a man, and she said, "This man is my husband." And then she says, she retracts and she says, "He's not my husband." And he says, "She's not my wife." So at first glance, we would assume that certainly this should be a situation that ought to be trusted, that they're both admitting that they really were never married. But what we discovered afterwards was that this man really was married. And therefore we need to be concerned that the reason this man and woman are now saying that they were never married is because they're worried that they're going to be arrested for bigamy. You're not allowed to be married to two men. In such a situation, says the or we also have the Chaim de Reinu Gershom, in such a situation, an amasla would not be effective. When we speak about an amasla, the Paiskim discuss what is considered a valid amasla. If a woman says that she was Mekudeshes, as the case in our Gemara, and then she retracts and says, "I really wasn't Mekudeshes. The only reason I said it was because there were people who weren't befitting to me that wanted to marry me. That's why I said it." So she's denying that she was ever Mekudeshes. In those circumstances, as the Gemara and as the Shulchan Aruch tell us, we trust the amasla. But what happens in a situation that she doesn't deny the original statement, she just changes it? She says that there was a problem with the original kedushin. Under those circumstances, it's not clear that an amasla would be effective. In a situation where a woman was pregnant and said that this baby that I'm carrying is from my husband, and then she changes and says, "No, really, I'm a single woman and I became pregnant from a man who's not my husband, biznus," is an amasla that she could say, it would an amasla be effective? And the question here is, because she's not only speaking with this amasla does not only affect herself, the amasla also affects the status of a child. So the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Beis quotes the Chem de Shloima, who says that over here an amasla won't work. And there are two reasons. One, he says, is because, as we keep on saying in our shurim as well, not every amasla is accepted. We have to hear the amasla and be ready to understand and accept that it's true. Here she's saying an amasla that means that she did znus. And znus is loishchiach. And since znus is loishchiach, we don't trust an amasla. And number two, the reason why an amasla would not be effective here, because the amasla is not only speaking about herself. The amasla is also speaking about someone else. And when the amasla is speaking about someone else as well, it would not be effective. Moreover, the Paiskim say that by her saying this, by her being pregnant, obviously she is in an embarrassing situation. And whenever we're in an embarrassing situation, it's difficult to rely on an amasla. Moreover, there's a question in the Poskim if an amasla is effective where upon accepting the masla, we're saying that the woman did an aveira. The Chavis Yor discusses a situation where there were a man and woman living together. She said she's his wife, and she says afterwards that they were really never husband and wife, and she has an amasla. But by accepting the amasla, we're accepting that this woman did something wrong, that she lived with a man who's not her husband. The Nida Behuda, under those circumstances, says we don't accept an amasla. An amasla which involves accepting that the woman is a did an aveira is not an acceptable amasla. The technical reason why we can't is because by accepting it, first of all, we have a concept that we discussed in Amasechta of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha. And aside for the concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmei Rasha, there's another factor to consider, and that is that this amasla contradicts the Cheskes Kashrus that every person has. And under those circumstances, we can't accept an amasla. In a situation where a masla is based on her saying, the reason I made my original statement was because I was trying to save myself from financial loss. In other words, let's say a woman said she's married because there was a financial gain to saying so. The Paiskim discuss if under those circumstances we could rely on an amasla. It could well be that we only could rely on an amasla is in the case of our Gemara. In the case of our Gemara, she was trying to avoid a difficult situation where there were men that she did not want to marry who wanted to marry her. So in order to avoid that situation, she said she's married even though she wasn't. But if the entire reason she said it is just for a financial gain, the Poskim aren't quite clear if under those circumstances we could accept an amasla.